Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports, is proud to present all the excitement of Section 5 High School Hoops. Tip-off is just minutes away, and tonight's game is brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Heart Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hook Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli, your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw, state-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Virgin, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center, on the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Now, let's head courtside for pregame coverage with John Carlson.
And welcome to high school basketball on CJ Country. This is John Carlson. It is Livingston County action, the Livonia Bulldogs and the Letchworth Legends. It's been a while since you've been on the air here with basketball. Marty had a game last week, and it's been a couple weeks for me. Livonia comes in with a record of 3 wins, 12 losses under Coach Jonah Martin, and the Letchworth Legends under Coach Tyler King, a record of 1 win and 10 losses. And we mentioned Letchworth, they have not played a game in 2 weeks. They've had three games in a row that were postponed against Cal Mum, against Pavilion, and against Avon. And since Letchworth's last game, Livonia has played 4 games. They played against Dansville, Hornell, Perry, and Avon. So Livonia kind of like in their rhythm. They haven't necessarily had a great record, but we'll see how that plays out tonight. Letchworth coming off a 2-week break. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll take a closer look at the two teams. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab and the advanced manufacturing and skilled trades lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
It's cold outside, and you want to ensure your family's comfort and safety. That's why you chose us. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane, serving Western New York since 1953. You ask why Reisdorf, why today? It is more important than ever to deal with a company that will treat you fairly and honestly. We are that company that supports local fire departments, schools, and charities. We live here, we shop here, and know the value of being a local American-owned company. Call us today at 343-4453 and find out what it takes to become a part of the Reisdorf family of customers.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service. Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Back at Letchworth Central School, the Letchworth Legends hosting the Livonia Bulldogs. The Bulldogs, as I mentioned, under Coach Jonah Martin, record 3 wins, 12 losses. Very, very streaky team this year. They won their first game of the season back on December 1st. Against Haverling, and then they lost 9 in a row to drop to a record of 1-9. Then January 12th, they won their first game or the second game of the year against Marcus Whitman. Then they came back with another victory over Dansville to get up to 2-9. And since then, they've dropped 3 in a row to Hornell, Perry, and Avon. The Avon game was Saturday by a count of 58-54. They are led in scoring mainly by Oliver Taylor. He had a game of 26 points in their game against Danville a couple weeks ago. And also Jack Henry is another one of their leading scorers. He's had a game of 22, a game of 14. Owen Austin has a double-double in the books. He has in that game he had a 10-point, 14-rebound effort. For Letchworth, under Coach Tyler King, it's been a tough year for them. They lost their first 5. Then the game we had here on CJ Country back on December 27th, they were victorious in Oakfield. Nice game in that. They won 69-63. Unfortunately, since then, they lost 5 in a row. And then we mentioned they haven't played in 2 weeks. They've had 3 games postponed because of the weather. And they are led in scoring this year mainly by Brody Beachell. He's had a couple games with 33 points. So he's capable of a big game. And they'll hope for one from him tonight. Secondary scoring can sometimes come from Darren Abbott. Unfortunately, Darren Abbott's not here tonight. He's stuck in Florida. Poor guy. And also, Jaden Wright can be a secondary scorer, as can Caden Sumaritsky. We're going to take a short break, and we come back. We'll have starting lineups and first quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joined CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com to find a convenient location near you. Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
And we're back in Gainesville for the Lutworth Legends Livonia Bulldogs. Livonia's introduced their starters. That would be Owen Austin, the senior Jack Henry, sophomore Trevor Wester, senior Chance Watkins, and sophomore Oliver Taylor. So two sophomores and three seniors. And for Letcher, they will be starting sophomore Trenton Kaufman, sophomore Brody Beachell, junior Jaden Wright, senior Maddox Kelly, and senior Caden Sumariski. So two sophomores, a junior, and two seniors for the Legends. Legends are in their home white with the red and black trim. And Livonia in their away blue with orange and white trim. The players going over last-minute instruction with their coaches. And Livonia, I mentioned they're coming in having lost three in a row. Lutworth comes in having lost five in a row. So something has to give here. One of these teams will go home happy. And jumping center for Livonia, it'll be Owen Austin. He's listed as 6'8" in your roster. And for Lutworth, that would be Trenton Kaufman, the sophomore. Lutworth will be going right to left on your radio. And we are ready to go. Tap is controlled by Lutworth. Finally, they ping-pong around. It's Sumariski coming at the ball up the right side. Sumariski takes it down the baseline. Short jumper off the glass. Good. So Caden Sumariski right off the get-go with the first points of the game. Lutworth will pick up with a, it looks like a, I'm not sure if it's a man-to-man, but they pick up full-court pressure. Livonia gets it underneath, and they get a basket from Oliver Taylor. First points of the game for Taylor. Sumariski with the ball into front court for the Legends. Looks like a 2-3 defense for Livonia. Kelly drives baseline, pass to Kaufman, taken away. Livonia goes the other way, going in for a layup, and it is no good. Put back is good. The basket by Jack Henry after Chance Watkins missed the basket. So it's 4-2 Livonia, 1 minute into the first quarter. Sumariski will give it to Kelly. Kelly underneath to Sumariski, kicks it out. Now they work it to Beachell, top of the key. Left side to right. And underneath they kick it out, Kelly. Right, three-pointer off the mark, no good. And it's Livonia going the other way with it. Off the glass, no good. Pinballed around. And Letchworth ball. Kelly will get it underneath to Wright. Wright off the glass. Good. Jaden Wright with his first points of the game. We are tied at four. 6:20 left in the first quarter. Livonia ball in the front court. It is Taylor with it. Looks like Letchworth's playing a man-to-man defense. And Livonia's going to be patient here on offense, trying to set something up, set a play up, and we're going to get a foul call on Letchworth. That'll go on Brody Beachell, first to follow the game for either team. It'll be Livonia ball on the outs on this sideline. It'll be Henry to inbound. Henry being watched by Sumariski. Henry looking. He'll float it in to Watkins. Watkins takes the ball to the top of the key. Now he'll take it down the lane. Bounce pass underneath. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Legends ball. Maddox Kelly with the inbounds to Sumariski. Sumariski quickly up the right side. Finds Wright on the wing. Wright will give it underneath to Kaufman. Back out to Wright. Takes it into the lane. And the shot is no good. And Livonia will go the other way with it. Except they'll turn it over. Goes out of bounds. So... now, Livonia's going to make wholesale substitutions. They'll bring three new players in. That'll be Martin, Ramirez, and Richardson coming in. So, Coach Martin not too thrilled with his start. So, he's talking it over with a few of his starters. Now, Sumariski will give it to Wright on the right side. Pass underneath. They kick it out to Beachell for three. Good! Brody Beachell, three-pointer. His first points of the game, it's 7-4. Letchworth with the lead. Now it's Livonia ball. It's Martin with it. Gets it up the right side to Ramirez. Ramirez on the wing. Takes it into the lane, and it's intercepted by Wright. Wright will take it up the left side. Wright will take it right to the basket, and reverse layup, no good. Beachell with a rebound. Put back is no good, and ball gets knocked out of bounds. It will be Letchworth ball. Substitution for the Legends as Roach will check in and Kaufman will have a rest. Now Letchworth going to pick up with their defense. Full court pressure from the Legends, and it's Bulldogs ball. Ramirez with it. Ramirez will get it into the front court. Still has the ball. Now kick it over on the right side to Martin. Martin finds Richardson. Richardson back to Ramirez. Ramirez top the key, being watched by Kelly. Give it over on the right wing to Martin. Martin now takes it to the top of the key. Cook it over on the left side to Henry. Henry with a dribble. Seven on the shot clock. Letchworth comes up with the ball. Sumariski to Wright. Wright will bring it up himself. Right into the front court. Right down the lane. Bounce pass underneath. Shot is up and no good. Unable to cash that one in. Was a Roach, and it's a Bulldogs ball in the front court. It is Martin with it. Martin will give it to Ramirez. Ramirez out near midcourt, being a near steal, and it was Kelly almost came up with the ball. He knocked the ball away, but unable to retrieve it before it goes out of bounds. Now we get another substitution as Wester will check back in place of Ramirez, and Wester takes the inbounds pass. Wester will give it to Martin. Martin being watched by Kelly, takes it into the lane. Now they kick it over on the right side to Henry. Henry at the foul line, bounce pass underneath, intercepted by Beachell. Beachell will take it up the right side. Beachell still with the dribble, has the ball at the top of the key. Now he'll pull up for the three-pointer. It's off the mark, no good. And Livonia rebound by Henry, gives it to Wessler. Wessler into the front court, kick it over on the left side, and a three-pointer is good. A three-pointer for Carter Richardson, the sophomore. We are tied at 7, 3:40 left first quarter. It's Wright with the ball for the Legends. He has the ball on the left wing. Give it to Sumariski. Sumariski on the right wing. Now kick it back over to Wright. 19 on the shot clock. Right into the lane. Kick it out. And the shot by Roach is off the mark. No good. Long rebound. Picked up. And Letchworth Wright. Good hustle. They come up with a ball and the basket. Roach with a basket. And it was a defense that time by Jaden Wright causing the turnover that led to the Letchworth points. Near steal by Beachell, but it's Livonia ball into the front court. The floater's off the mark. No good. Rebound putback is good. Jack Henry with his second basket. And we're tied at 9, less than 3 minutes left, first quarter. Sumariski gets it up to Roach. Now they float it over to Wright. Jaden Wright with the ball back to Sumariski. Sumariski content to play catch with Wright. Wright underneath to Roach. Back out to Wright. Wright top of the key. Looks his options over. Finds Roach. Takes it to the baskets and scores. Brian Roach with a couple baskets. He has 4 points. Letcher is back in front. 11-9. 2:20 left first quarter. And it's Wester with the ball. Wester into the front court for Livonia. Now he'll hand it over to Henry. Steal by Wright. Wright will go in for a layup, and it is no good. Sumariski with the rebound. Put back good. Caden Sumariski fouled up after the steal by Wright. And Letchworth leading 13-9. 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Wessler with the ball. Right down the lane. And layup is no good. Tapped around. Picked up by Henry. Underneath to Wessler. His shot is no good. So unable to cash in was Livonia. And it's Beachell into the front court. Beachell at the top of the key. He'll take it into the lane. He's cut off there. Turnaround jumper. Good. Brody Beachell. Another basket. He has 5 points. It's Letchworth 15, Livonia 9. Minute and a half left first quarter. Bulldogs ball. Wessler will find Henry. Henry being watched by Sumariski, the two number ones guarding each other. Now he'll kick it over to Martin. And Henry for three. It's off the mark. No good. Weak side rebound. Put back is no good by Richardson. And ball gets knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Livonia maintaining possession. Kaufman and Dupengeiser checking in for Letchworth. Kelly and Wright will have a seat. We mentioned it's the first regular season game for the Legends in 2 weeks. I think Coach King wants to make sure he keeps his guys as fresh as possible. It's Livonia looking to get the ball in. They do to Austin off the glass and good. Owen Austin with his first points of the game. 15-11 Letchworth, 1 minute left first quarter. Dupengeiser with the ball for the Legends. Has the ball on the left wing. Finds Sumariski driving baseline. Pass to Kaufman off the mark. No good. Rebound is picked off by Richardson. Into the front court. It is Watkins with it. Watkins will give it to Martin. Martin underneath. Good. Excuse me, that's Austin with the basket. Owen Austin listed at 6'8". He's a big boy. And he gets a couple baskets for Livonia. Sumariski cut off. And ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Livonia ball. Excuse me, it'll be Letchworth ball on the side. 32.8 seconds left. 28 on the shot clock here in the first quarter. Sumariski to inbound. Does so to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser. Give it over to Sumariski. Sumariski for three. Hits it. Caden Sumariski. Nice first quarter. He has 7 points. And it's a 5-point Letchworth lead as we wind it down. Last seconds, almost a steal by Sumariski, but instead he picks up the foul. So Caden Sumariski with his first foul. He'll have a rest as that's Colton Bliss who has checked in for Letchworth. And it's Livonia ball. They get it underneath. The floater is good. The basket by Richardson. And I'm not sure if they had an inadvertent, I think it was an inadvertent buzzer, because they still show a couple seconds left on the clock. And actually, I'm not sure the Letchworth player, I might have had an illegal substitution because Colton Bliss was originally 14. And I'm not sure. There's no 14 on the court. I think that's Bliss. So that might be a technical foul. We've run into that before. And well, I guess they're going to play on. It's 18-15. 2 seconds. Oh, this is going to be a tactical foul. At the line for Livonia, it is Caleb Martin. Martin's free throw is no good. And he'll have one more. So it's going to be a technical foul, basically an illegal substitution, because the score book had Bliss at 14, number 14, and he is wearing number 13. So we've had that once in a while, maybe once every two or three seasons, we'll get to something like that where the uniform number doesn't match up with the score book. And so it's Livonia ball back. 1.9 seconds left here in the first quarter. Lutchworth leading 18-15. And inbounds pass. Watkins from half court. Off the rim. No good. Good try. And at the end of one, it is Lutchworth 18, Livonia 15. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Are you hosting a post-game party this season? Remember, parents who host lose the most. Some parents think it's okay to serve teens alcohol, but in reality, it's unhealthy, unsafe, and illegal. If you make alcohol available or even allow it to be available to teenagers, you can be prosecuted and face fines or jail time. So parents, don't be a party to underage drinking. This message was brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention. To report underage drinking, call the anonymous tip line, 1-800-851-1932, or the Wyoming County Sheriff's Department, 786-2255.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride's scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
And we are back. It is Lutchworth 18 and Livonia 15 at the end of one quarter. And pretty balanced scoring the first quarter. For Lutchworth, Caden Sumerski with 7, Burrow DeBicho with 5. And for Livonia, their leading scorer, Carter Richardson, with 5. And they had two other players with 4 points apiece. It is Bulldogs ball to start the quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Henry. Henry is one of the Bulldogs with 4 points. Gets it into Austin. Austin underneath. Shot is up and good. Owen Austin up to 6 points in the game. Now it's Duppengeiser taking the ball off the right side for Lutchworth. Duppengeiser all the way underneath. Kicks it out to Sumerski for 3 off the mark. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Henry. Livonia gets it into the front court, and they are going to be called for steps. It was Watkins that time. And it's going to be Lutchworth ball. Beachel with the inbounds pass to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser into the front court, being watched by Wessler. Now Duppengeiser underneath, still has his dribble, takes it out, give it underneath. It's Sarkis. Duppengeiser's shot is off the mark, no good. Rebound picked off by Austin. The outlet pass comes up to Watkins. Watkins up the right side. Watkins will give it to Wester. Wester. Now it's Henry with the ball on the right side. Work the ball around the perimeter to give it underneath off the glass. No good. Kick it out. And the short jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebound grabbed by Beachell. So Livonia hit a couple shots at it. Now it's Beachell into the front court. Beachell being watched closely by Watkins. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Lutchworth ball. Jaden Wright will check back in. Duppengeiser will have a rest. So on the floor for Lutchworth, it is Sumerski, Duppengeiser, Beachell, Sarkis, and Bliss. And it's Wright with the ball. Wright will take it down underneath, and the shot is no good by Kaufman. Check, he'll give it to Sumerski. Sumerski finds Wright. Wright will give it to Kaufman. Kaufman will kick it out to Sarkis, over to Sumerski. Foul line jumper is in and out. And the rebound is grabbed by Austin. Livonia into the front court. It is Taylor with the ball on the right side. Taylor picks up his dribble. Now he'll throw it over on the left side to Henry. Henry will take it down underneath, and Sumerski almost came up with the steal. Ball goes out of bounds. Livonia ball, and even 6 minutes left here in the first half. It's Lutchworth leading 18-17. Inbounds pass. The shot is up and good. The basket by Oliver Taylor. So Taylor with 4 points. And it's a one-point Livonia lead. Wright with the ball into the front court. Finds Sumariski back to Wright. Wright will float it over to Sarkis. Now it gives it to Beecho. Beecho, foul line jumper. Good. Brody Beecho now with 7 points. He and Sumariski leading scores for Lutchworth. And a Slavoni ball in the front court. It is Wester. Wester still with the dribble, being watched by Wright. He'll give it over to Henry. Henry on the left side. Now he'll give it to Watkins, top of the key. Watkins back over to Taylor now on the left side. Taylor to Austin. And 9 seconds on the shot clock. Lutchworth almost comes up with a steal. And it's going to be Livonia ball on the side. Substitution for the Bulldogs. Ramirez will check back in. And Wester will have a rest for Coach Martin. Bulldogs inbounds pass comes to Henry. Henry being watched by Sumariski. They give him a fresh 35 on the shot clock. And it's Watkins with it. Watkins down the right side. Will kick it out to Henry. Henry into the lane. Turnaround jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound. We're going to get a held ball. And it is going to be Lutchworth possession. Maddox Kelly checking back in for the Legends. And Trenton Kaufman will have a rest. So the senior on, the sophomore out. And Sumariski with the inbounds passes Beecho quickly into the front court. Beecho had the ball knocked away from behind. Lost the handle off his leg. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Livonia ball. Lutchworth leading 20-19, 4:43 left here in the first half. Inbounds pass from Ramirez to Henry. Back to Ramirez. Now it's Henry with the ball. Patiently they cross midcourt. It's Ramirez with it. Ramirez being watched by Wright. We take it down the right side. And it's taken away. Nice defense there by Maddox Kelly. Sumariski up the right side. Sumariski still with the dribble. Finds Beecho wide open for three. And it is in and out. Rebound picked up. And we get a travel violation called on Sarkis. Came up with a rebound but just took an extra step trying to figure out what to do with the ball. Roach will be in, and Beecho will have a rest for Coach King. And it's Bulldogs ball. Martin to inbound. Does so to Watkins. Now it's Martin with the ball. Martin being watched by Wright. We'll give it up to Watkins. Watkins on the right side. And he'll find the big man Austin back out. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Livonia ball on the side. 22 on the shot clock. 4:06 left here in the first half. Watkins with the inbounds pass, and it's ran down by Martin. Martin with the ball, will give it to Watkins, top of the key. Watkins gets a screen, takes the ball on the left side. I think we're going to get a foul call. This one would be on Kelly. So Maddox Kelly with his foul is his first. Three fouls called on Lutchworth, not a foul called on Livonia yet. 12 plus minutes into this game. It's Bulldogs ball. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Long rebound picked off by Austin. Austin into the lane. Triple team there. Gives it, and the shot is off the mark. No good. Pinballed around. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Lutchworth ball. So on the ball, on the court for Lutchworth right now, it is Kelly, Sumariski, Wright, Sarkis, and Roach. It's Sumariski into the front court for the Legends. Sumariski being watched by Henry. He'll give it to Wright. Wright into the lane. Double team there. Gets a shot up. And good. Jaden Wright with his second basket of the game. Good looking jumper there. He has 4 points. Lutchworth has a 3-point lead. Livonia ball. It is Martin with it. Martin being watched by Wright. Good ball over midcourt. Finds Henry on the right side. Henry. And he worked the ball around the perimeter to Martin on the left side. Give it to Henry. The floater off the glass. No good. Rebound picked off by Roach. Roach will give it to Sumariski. Sumariski crosses midcourt. Finds Wright on the right side. Wright with a dribble. Takes it down the lane. Reverse layup. Knocked away. He gets it back underneath. Kicked out to Sumariski. Sumariski, the bounce pass to Kelly. Lost the handle, gets it back. Sarkis underneath to Wright. Reverse layup, good. Lutruth made it work that time. Wright with another basket. Back-to-back for him. He has it's 24-19. Lutruth to the lead. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Livonia ball. It's Wester with it. Wester will give it to Watkins. Near steal. And shot is no good. We're going to get a foul call as it was Caleb Martin, the freshman, with the ball. And we get a foul call on Lutruth. Foul call went on Maddox Kelly, so that is his second. So Kelly, two fouls, Sumariski, one, Beecho, one, and that is it. No fouls called yet on Livonia. Free throw on the way is good for Caleb Martin. Martin had a couple technical free throws he missed at the end of the first quarter, so now he's 1 of 3 from the line. With 2:23 left in the half, it's Lutruth 24, Livonia 20. Second free throw is good. So Martin gets a roll there. He has 2 points. It's a 3-point Lutruth lead. Sumariski with the ball. Bringing it up against Watkins. He'll give it to Wright. Wright with the ball on the right side. Ball knocked away. Wright gets it back, and it's knocked away. Livonia with the ball in the front court. It is Taylor with it. Taylor up the right side. Bounce pass underneath. Good defense there by Roach, knocking it out of bounds. Now Duppengeiser will check back in for Lutruth. And Wright will have a rest. Now the officials been called over to the scorer's table. And looks like we're going to be all set. 2:06 left, 24-21. 2:06 in the first half. Lutruth with a 3-point lead. Three-pointer on the way. It is good. A three-pointer for Caleb Martin. So Martin with 5 points in the quarter, 5 points in the game. We're tied at 24. It's Duppengeiser with the ball. Duppengeiser into the front court. The little floater is good. Dylan Duppengeiser with his first points of the game. And it's Livonia ball. It is Martin with it. Martin being watched by Roach. Gets it into the front court. He finds Taylor. Taylor will give it to Henry. Henry down the lane. The floater is no good. Rebound grabbed by Kaufman. He'll give it to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser up the left side. Pushes it down the lane. Duppengeiser's shot is knocked away, and we're going to get a foul call on Livonia. It's going to be on number one, Jack Henry. So that is the first foul of the game called on Livonia. Very clean game. And at the foul line for Lutruth, it is 8th grader Dylan Duppengeiser. Free throw on the way is no good. Hung around the rim for a little bit, fell off, so he'll have one more. Caden Becker checking in for Lutruth, and Beechel will have a rest. A slight little talk with Tyler King. Going over something on offense. And second free throw good. So Duppengeiser 1 of 2. He has 3 points in the game. It's Bulldogs ball. And it's Richardson with it up the left side. Near steal. Sumariski almost came up with it. But it's Henry with it. Henry floats it underneath. And they kick it out. Now it's Martin top of the key. Another long range. Three-pointer is good. Caleb Martin with back-to-back three-pointers. We are tied at 27, less than a minute left, first half. Sumariski with the ball. Sumariski will give it to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser in the lane, finds Kaufman. Kaufman will kick it out. Three-pointers off the mark, no good. Long rebound picked up by Watkins. Watkins into the front court for the Bulldogs. Now Watkins will give it over to Henry. 25 seconds left in the half. And it's Martin with it. Kick it over on the right side to Richardson. In the lane to get it underneath to Henry. The layup is good. Jack Henry with a basket. He has 6 points. And it's Lutruth ball. They trail 29-27. Coach King's going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage,
collect them up, and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
It is Livonia 29 and Leshra 27. 9.7 seconds left here in the first half. Coach King taking a timeout and going over what he wants to see on this offensive set. It's been a close game throughout. Very few whistles. We mentioned Livonia just one team foul and Lutzworth with just four team fouls. It will be Kelly to inbound for Lutzworth. And they screen. Kelly will float it into Beachell. Beachell stepped into the backcourt, but he was kind of nudged there. Gets a shot up and good. Cody Beachell with the basket. And now we're going to get a violation on Livonia. Beachell with a really tough shot looking for a foul and an and one, but makes the basket. We're tied at 29. 1.2 seconds left in the half. It'll be right to inbound. Lutzworth sets up in a box. They're going to do some screening and floated in. Kelly's shot is no good. That will do it. At the half, it is Lutzworth 29 and Livonia 29. We'll be back with halftime stats. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the firing operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab and the advanced manufacturing and skilled trades lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
It's cold outside, and you want to ensure your family's comfort and safety. That's why you chose us. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane, serving Western New York since 1953. You ask why Reisdorf, why today? It is more important than ever to deal with a company that will treat you fairly and honestly. We are that company that supports local fire departments, schools, and charities. We live here, we shop here, and know the value of being a local American-owned company. Call us today at 343-4453 and find out what it takes to become a part of the Reisdorf family of customers.
It is Livonia 29 and Lutterworth 29. High school basketball on TJ Country. John Carlson with you. And we'll take a look at the scoring for Livonia first. They scored 15 in the first quarter, 14 in the second. And it was Caleb Martin with two three-pointers. He leads the way for the Bulldogs with eight. Owen Austin and Jack Henry, 6 points apiece. Carter Richardson, five. And Oliver Taylor, four. The Bulldogs, 2 of 4 from the line. No foul trouble at all. Jack Henry, just one foul. Is their only foul called on Livonia. For Lutterworth at the half, it is Brody Vicho with 9 points. Caden Sumariski with seven. Jaden Wright with six. Brian Roach, four. And Dylan Dupengeiser with three. Legend scoring 15 in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter, for a total of 29, and they are 1 of 2 from the line. We mentioned only one foul called on Livonia. For Lutchworth, Maddox Talley with two fouls, Sumariski and Beachell, one foul apiece. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will take a look at some of the other teams that are in action tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customers. Service. Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Back at the half, it is Lutchworth 29, Livonia 29. We got a couple minutes. We'll take a look at some of the other teams in action tonight, some of the other area teams. Dansville is playing at Caledonia Mumford. Haverling is at Geneseo. Wayland Cohocton is at Leroy. Cornell is at Avon. Mount Morris is at Pavilion. And Perry is at Holly. Taking a look at the standings in Class C1, which is where Lutchworth is, they are the number 16 team right now. The number 3 team amongst area teams, Geneseo, is number 3 with a record of 11-2. Number 4 is Pembroke with a record of 8-2. Number 9 is Cal Mum with a record of 6-5. In Class B1, which is where Livonia is, right now they're the number 10 seed, a record of 3-12. The number 2 seed is Leroy with a record of 9-5. Dansville, the number 9 seed, at 4-8. And in Class C2, we have a bunch of our area schools. Fillmore right now, the number 1 seed, a record of 13 wins, no losses. Number 6 is Notre Dame of Batavia with a record of 8-3. Perry is a record of 8-3 of the number 7 seed. Keshequa, 7-3, number 8. York is the number 9 seed with a record of 8-4. Pavilion, 4-7, is the number 12 seed. And Warsaw is number 14 with a record of 2 wins, 10 losses. And in Class D, the number 4 seed right now is Mount Morris with a record of 7 wins, 6 losses. We'll take another quick break. We'll be back with third quarter action. Listen to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Just about ready to start the second half, all tied at 29. Lutchworth and Livonia. And we'll see who Lutcher's going to put. It looks like they're going to go with their original starting five. That would be Maddox Kelly, Caden Sumariski, Jaden Wright, Brody Beachel, and Trenton Kaufman. And for the Legends, leading scorer in the first half, Brody Beachel with 9, Caden Sumariski with 7. And for Livonia, leading scorer in the first half was Caleb Martin off the bench with 8 points. And he is on the floor for Livonia, as is Carter Richardson, also Owen Austin, Jack Henry, and Oliver Taylor. It is Bulldogs ball, and it is Martin with the ball. Giving it to Richardson. Richardson top of the key. Now picks up his dribble. He'll give it to Henry. Henry looks to reset the offense. 20 on the shot clock. Henry will give it over to Martin. Now Henry with the ball on the left side, being watched by Sumariski. Kick it out. The three-pointer is good. The three-pointer for Oliver Taylor. So he has 7 points in the game. And Livonia back in front, 32-29. Sumariski will give it to Wright on the left side. And it's intercepted. Going the other way, it is Henry. Henry will go in for the layup. Wright, an outstanding defensive effort. Ran him down. Was able to knock the ball away before he got the shot off. And also, no foul. So good defensive effort there by Wright. And Bulldogs will look to inbound. They do, and the shot is on the way. No good. Rebound picked off by Beachel. Beachel will bring it up himself into the front court. Beachel with the ball top of the key. Now he'll dribble it out. Now they leave him alone. He's shoot it, and it's in and out. Rebound grabbed by Austin. He'll give it to Richardson. Richardson into the front court. Now Richardson with it. Over on the left side to Henry. Henry being watched by Sumariski. And we're going to get an illegal screen called on Livonia. That'll be on Oliver Taylor. So that'll be his first, the team's first, here in the second half. Kelly with the inbounds pass to Sumariski. Livonia with a three-point lead, just under 7 minutes left, third quarter. Sumariski, top of the key, takes it into the lane. He took an extra step before finding Beachel. So a travel called. And it's going to be Livonia ball. Mentioned it's been 2 weeks since Letchworth last played a regular season game because of all the postponements because of the weather. But they're hanging in there, just a three-point deficit. It's Livonia ball. And it's Richardson with it. Richardson being watched by Kelly. Floats it over to Taylor. Taylor down underneath. Shot is no good. Rebound picked off by Beachel. Beachel will take it up the left side. Beachel still with a dribble. Now step back, three-pointer is in and out. He's had a couple of those tonight. And it's Livonia ball, as it was Richardson with a rebound. He'll bring it up himself. Richardson being watched by Kelly. takes it over on the left side to Henry. Henry Sumritsky is going to be called for the blocking foul. Sumritsky trying to draw the charge. Stud called for the foul. That is his second. And the team's first here in the second half. It'll be Henry to inbound for the Bulldogs. Henry inbounds pass to Taylor. Now it's Henry for three, and it's off the mark. No good. Long rebound. Ran down, and it's Martin for three. It's no good. And the rebound to Beecho. Beecho bring it up. Floats it to Wright. Wright in the right side. Still has the dribble. Now we'll kick it out to Sumritsky. Sumritsky will drive baseline. Bounce pass to Kaufman. Out to Kelly. Kelly takes it in. The shot is up. No good. But he'll draw the foul and a chance to go to the line. Foul call will go on Richardson. That'll be his first. And the team second. Going to the line for Letchworth, it will be Maddox Kelly. This will just be the third free throw attempted by the Legends. Free throw is no good. He'll have one more. Kelly looking to get into the scoreboard tonight. Senior, outstanding high school football player. And second free throw is off the mark. No good. Rebound grabbed by Wright, though. Wright takes it into the lane. Double team. He'll kick it out. Sumritsky for three. It's off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by Kaufman. Lost the handle. And finally, Livonia comes up with the ball. It is Martin with it. Martin up the left side to Richardson. Back to Henry. Henry over to Richardson on the left side. Richardson. Move the ball around the perimeter to Henry. Henry on the right side now. Still has a dribble. Tries to get it underneath. Does. And we're going to get a travel call on Livonia. So basket was made, but before the basket, we called for the travel. So it is Legends ball. Kelly with the inbounds pass to Sumritsky. It's 32-29. Letchworth yet to score first almost 3 minutes here in the third quarter. Sumritsky will find Beecho. Beecho driving baseline. Reverse layup is no good. And it's Austin with a rebound. The outlet pass. It's Martin with the ball on the left side. Martin will give it back to Richardson. Richardson with the ball. Top of the key. Gets a screen. We'll take it into the lane. Bounce pass underneath. And we're going to get a foul call. I think it's going to go on Sumritsky. So Caden Sumritsky, first player with three fouls in the game, going to the line for Livonia. It will be Oliver Taylor. We're going to get a couple of substitutions coming your way for Letchworth. Free throw is good. So Oliver Taylor with a basket. Sumritsky is out, as is Beecho. And it is Bliss and Sarkis back in the game for Letchworth. Taylor, free throw, good. Taylor hits them both. He has all five of the points for either team here in the third quarter. Livonia leading 34-29, 4:44 left in the third. Bliss double team. We'll kick it out to Wright. Wright takes it in. Sends it to Kelly. Kelly bounce past the Kaufman. Short jumper, good. Good ball movement by the Legends, and Kaufman with his first points of the game. 34-31, Livonia. And it is Richardson with it. Richardson gets a screen. He'll take it into the lane. Kick it out to Martin for three. It is good. Caleb Martin has hit 3 three-pointers, and he has 11 points. Wright with the ball. Wright picks up his dribble, looking for some help. Now he'll float it underneath to Kelly. Floats it a little too high, out of bounds. And it's going to be Livonia ball. 4:05 left here in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 37-31. Inbounds pass, and now it's Richardson with the ball for the Bulldogs. Richardson will get it into the front court. Still has the dribble, has the ball top of the key. Floats it into Austin, a little too tall, goes out of bounds. And for Letchworth, a couple more substitutions. Kelly and Wright will have a rest. Stupengeiser and Roats will check back in for Letchworth. Now Stupengeiser with the ball. Stupengeiser, Livonia playing, looks like just a 2-3 defense, and outlet pass going the other way for Livonia. It is Henry. Henry will go in for the layup and score. Jack Henry with the basket. He has 8 points. And now we're going to get a timeout from Coach King. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. To find a convenient location near you.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Livonia 39 and Letcher 31, 3:36 left here in the third quarter. And it is Legends ball. It's Coffin with it to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser top of the key. Works the ball on the right side to Roach. Roach to Bliss. Back to Dupengeiser. Over to Bliss on the right side. Finds Coffin. Coffin in the lane. Dupengeiser is good. Two-pointer for Dylan Dupengeiser. He has 5 points. And it's a six-point Bulldogs lead with just over 3 minutes left in the third quarter. It's Richardson with the ball for the Bulldogs on the right side. Finds Austin, kicks it out, and the short jumper is missed. The rebound to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser floats it up to Sarkis. Sarkis into the lane, hits the floor, and draws the foul. So Evan Sarkis, the sophomore, and I think he's going to head to the line for two. He thought he was going to take it out, but he's going to go to the line. Foul call went on Owen Austin. That'll be his first. So at the line, it's Evan Sarkis. Sarkis, a sophomore. Free throw is good. That's the first made free throw from Letchworth. Actually, they're second. They are now 2 of 5 from the line. Sarkis with one more on the way, and it's off the rim. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Martin. Martin will give it to Richardson. 2:40 left, third quarter. It's a five-point Livonia lead. Now Henry with it. Henry taking the ball around the perimeter, has it right side. Now they float it in to Martin. A little too tall for him, and Letchworth comes up with a loose ball. It's Bliss. We'll give it to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser into the lane. Short jumper off the glass and good. Dylan Dupengeiser. 4 points in the quarter. He has 7 points in the game. It's a three-point Livonia lead. Now it's Bulldogs ball. Henry gets the runner. No good. Ball knocked. Dupengeiser did not. He jumped from out of bounds. Caught the ball, but I guess he didn't really establish himself in bounds by the time he touched the ball. Kelly back in. Kaufman will have a rest. And it's going to be Bulldogs ball. It'll be Martin to inbound. Martin looking. Finds underneath. Richardson's shot is good. Carter Richardson with his third basket of the game. He has 7 points. It's a five-point Livonia lead. Under 2 minutes left, third quarter. Dupengeiser. Bounce pass to Bliss. Bliss will find Kelly. Kelly, kick it out. Roach, three-pointer, in and out. And the rebound grabbed by Austin. The outlet pass. It's Henry taking the ball up the right side. Henry into the lane. Scoop shot is no good. And we're going to get a foul call. And number 10 for Letcher. That'll be Evan Sarkis. That'll be his first. Brody Beachel checking in for the Legends. And it'll be Bliss to have a seat. It's Bulldogs ball. Inbounds pass goes to Austin. He'll give it out to Watkins. Watkins to Martin. Martin top of the key. Give it to Watkins. Watkins with the ball. Picks up his dribble. In the lane. It's intercepted by Beachel. Beachel will take it up to the right side. Underneath to Sarkis. Sarkis trying to get the ball back to Beachel. And we're going to get a foul call on Livonia. That'll be a number three, Chance Watkins. That'll be his first. And the team's fourth here in the third quarter. So more fouls being called here in the third after very few whistles in the first half. Beecher will inbound for Letchworth. Beecher floated into Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser takes the ball up the right side, finds Beecher. Beecher in the corner. He'll send it back out to Dupengeiser. Finds Kelly. Kelly to Sarkis. Sarkis will send it back to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser, 20 seconds on the shot clock, and it's intercepted. Going the other way, it's Henry, and we're going to get a foul call on Letchworth. I think it's going to go on Maddox Kelly. So Kelly and Sumariski, three fouls apiece for Letchworth. And Kaufman will check back in for the Legends. Kelly will have a rest with those three fouls. 1 minute and 1 second left, third quarter. Livonia leading 41-36. It'll be Martin to inbound for the Bulldogs. Inbounds pass to Richardson. Richardson finds Henry. Henry will give it to Watkins. Kick it over. Now they get it underneath. The shot is off the glass and good. Owen Austin with the basket. He has 8 points. And it's now a 7-point Livonia lead. It's Dupengeiser into the front court for Letchworth. Finds Beecher on the right side. Beecher will float it back out to Roach. Now it's Sarkis with the ball. Sarkis to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser gets it to Sarkis. Sarkis finds Kaufman off the glass. No good. And we're going to get a foul call. I'm not sure if it's going to be on the shot. Yep. It's going to be on Austin. So Austin's foul is his second. That's the fifth team foul. And it's going to be Trenton Kaufman at the line for Letchworth. Free throw on the way is nothing but net for Kaufman. He has 3 points all here in the third quarter. Letchworth trailing by six with 24 seconds left. Second free throw from the sophomore off the mark. No good. And rebound grabbed by Austin. And we're going to get a foul call on Letchworth. That'll be on number 11. Brian Roach trying to steal the rebound from Austin. That is the fifth team foul. So we'll go to the other end for free throws. 21.6 seconds left in the third quarter. Livonia leading 43-37. It'll be senior Owen Austin at the line for Livonia. Austin with 8 points in the game. 4 2-point field goals. Taking his time. Free throw is good. Kind of an unusual release, but he hits the free throw. For Letchworth, Dupengeiser is out, as is Sarkis. And it's Sumariski and Wright back in. So Austin at the line for free throw number two. And this one is good. So nothing but net on those two free throws. He has 10 points. Inbounds pass comes to Sumariski. Letchworth can play for one. 18 seconds left in the quarter. Letchworth trailing by eight. Sumariski picks up his dribble. Now he'll give it to Wright. Wright on the right side. 10 seconds left. Now he finds Beecher with it. Beecher to Wright. Back to Beecher. 3 seconds left. Beecher's going to get the shot off. He does. In and out. He's had a few of those at the end of three. It is Livonia 45, Letchworth 37. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You try.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
It is Livonia 40. 40- 35 and Lutchworth 37. High school basketball on CJ Country. John Carlson ready to bring you the fourth quarter. Legends at home tonight. Their first game in 2 weeks after three postponements because of the weather in the last 2 weeks. And it's going to be, it's going to be Lutchworth ball to start the quarter. Livonia outscoring Lutchworth 16-8 in the fourth, or in the third quarter after we were tied at half at 29. So for Lutchworth, they'll have their original starting five on the floor. That would be Kelly, Sumariski, Wright, Beachel, and Kaufman. Inbounds pass comes to Sumariski. Livonia playing a 2-3 zone. Give it on the left side to Wright. Back to Sumariski. Sumariski, top of the key. Now tries to get it underneath to Kelly. Knocked out of bounds by Livonia. For Livonia on the floor right now, it is Austin along with Henry, Watkins, Martin, and Richardson. Beecher will float it into Sumariski. Sumariski takes it right down the lane. Scoop shot is no good. Rebound to Kaufman. Put back is good. So Trenton Kaufman on the offensive glass scores the basket, and it's a 6-point Livonia lead. Now it's Richardson being watched by Kelly, intercepted by Sumariski. Sumariski will take it in, draws the foul, and he will go to the line, shoot a couple. Foul call went on Carter Richardson. That is his second. And at the line for Lutchworth, it is the senior, Caden Sumariski. Sumariski, 7 points, all those in the first quarter. And we'll see if he can add to that here. Free throw is off the rim. No good. He'll have one more. No foul trouble for Livonia. Nobody with more than two. For Lutchworth, it's Kelly and Sumariski, three fouls apiece. Second shot, no good. Kelly comes up with a loose ball and scores. Maddox Kelly with her first points of the game. So Lutchworth has the first four here in the fourth quarter. And we're going to get a foul call on Kelly. It's unfortunate reaching in there. And that will be his fourth. And it's going to be Livonia ball on the side. Substitution for the Bulldogs. Wester checking back in. Watkins will have a rest. And it's Martin with the inbounds pass to Wester. Wester being watched by Wright. Wester with a dribble. Gets across the midcourt, takes it right down the lane, and is going to draw a foul. I think that might be on Sumariski. That'll be his fourth. So Sumariski and Kelly, both with four fouls apiece. That'll cause Coach King to send Duppengeiser back in as a substitute. At the line, it is Trevor Wester. His first free throw off the mark. No good. He'll have one more. Second free throw is good. So Wester hits one of two. And it's 46-41. 7 minutes left in the game. Livonia with a 5-point lead. Right over to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser gets a screen. And he'll hand it over to Beachel. Beachel on the left side. Pulls it back. Floats it over to Duppengeiser. 20 seconds on the shot clock. And Roach with a 3-pointer from the corner. Brian Roach, with his third basket, he has 7 points. It's a 2-point Livonia lead. It's Richardson with the ball for the Bulldogs. Hands it over to Wester. Wester being watched by Duppengeiser. Wester playing man-to-man defense. Wester picks up his dribble. He'll give it to Martin. 14 on the shot clock. Now Richardson. And it's knocked away, but Livonia maintains possession. It's Richardson with it. 5 on the shot clock. I'm not sure if he knows that or not. Richardson gets a shot up and does not draw iron. So good defense there by Lutchworth. And they've outscored Livonia by a count of 7-1 here in the first minute 50 of the fourth quarter to pull within two. Now it's Duppengeiser with it. Bounce it past to Kaufman. Worked the ball around the perimeter. Beachel for three. It's off the mark. No good. Weak side rebound picked up by Richardson. Richardson being watched by Roach. Gets it into the front court to Martin. Martin being watched by Beachel. Martin, now he'll give it up to Wester. Wester Takes it into the lane. Bounce pass underneath. Richardson's shot is no good. Rebound putback is no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Livonia maintaining possession as Austin and Richardson both missed in close. But Livonia gets the ball back. And it'll be Caleb Martin to inbound. Martin looking. And we're going to get a foul call on Livonia. I think an illegal screen by number 14, Carter Richardson. So that'll be his third. So he's the first Bulldog to have more than two fouls. Inbounds passes, Duplengeiser with it. Duplengeiser crosses midcourt, 5.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Livonia leading by two. Wright is open, now he'll pass it up. Takes it into the lane, finds Kaufman, short jumper, good! Kaufman with a basket, the assist by Wright, and we are tied at 46. Inbounds pass goes out of bounds, and it's Lutcher's ball. So the Legends have picked it up here in the fourth quarter. They've outscored Livonia 9-1. And the 8-point deficit is now a tie game. And it's going to be Legends ball. It'll be get a late substitution. Richardson back in place of Wester. And it'll be right to inbound. Now the referee is going to talk it over. I'm not sure if the substitution was too late or not, but I think they're going to let it go. So 5:14 left. We were tied at 46. And it's right to inbound. Wright finds Roach. Short jumper. Good. Brian Roach with 5 points in the quarter, 9 points in the game. And Letchworth leading 48-46. Now Richardson with the ball. Richardson being hounded by Duplengeiser. Gets the ball over midcourt. And we're going to get a foul call on Lutzworth. That's going to be on Duplengeiser. Just his first. And it's going to be Livonia ball on the side. It's Richardson with it. Richardson in the corner. Double team. Duplengeiser comes up with a clean steal. Duplengeiser floats it up, gets the ball back. Bounce pass underneath to Wright. The layup, good. Jaden Wright with a basket. And we are going to get a timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
4:46 left here in the fourth quarter. The Legends have outscored the Bulldogs 13-1 during the first 3:14 of the fourth quarter, take a 4-point lead, 50-46. And it's going to be Lutcher's ball, I believe. Officials talking something over. No, it's going to be a Livonia ball. They took the timeout after the Lutcher's basket. So it's Livonia ball, 4:46 left. Lutcher's leading 50-46. It'll be Richardson to inbound. Lutcher's picking up with full court pressure. Richardson with a pass to Martin, gets the ball back. Now it's Richardson being watched by Duplengeiser. Duplengeiser pounding Richardson. And we're going to get a foul call. Coach Martin not looking for an explanation on the call, and referee explaining it. Martin not too happy, but he will have a seat. And the foul call went on Richardson. That is his fourth. Right with the inbounds pass to Duplengeiser. Duplengeiser to Kaufman to Wright. Right on the right side, the floater is good. Jaden Wright with a basket. He has 10 points. Lutcher with a 6-point lead. Now it's Richardson with the ball. Richardson will get it into the front court, being watched by Duppengeiser. And now he picks up his dribble. He'll give it to Henry. Henry will take it in. Reverse layup. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. And we're going to get a foul call on Lutruth. I think that's going to be on Roach. That will be his second. Going to the line for Livonia, it is number one, the senior, Jack Henry. Henry with 8 points in the game. This is his first trip to the free throw line, and this one is good. Substitution, Richardson will have a rest, and Ramirez will check back in for Livonia. Henry at the line for free throw number two, and it is good. So Henry hits them both, and it's a 52-48 Lutruth lead. Duppengeiser brings the ball into the front court, gets some instructions from Coach King. Still has his dribble. He'll give it to Wright. Wright on the right side to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser lets fly, and it's off the rim. No good. Tapped around. Picked up by Austin, and it's stolen away. No, we're going to get a foul call. Roach thought he had the clean steal. Referee says, nope, that's a foul. And for Roach, that is his third foul. And that is the fifth team foul. So we will go to the other end for free throws, I believe. So we're going to go to the other end. And Livonia will be shooting free throws the rest of the way on any Lutruth fouls. That's the Lutruth fifth team foul here in the fourth quarter. 3:52 left. Lutruth 52, Livonia 48. And Owen Austin at the line. He had two free throws in the third quarter, nailed them both. He has 10 points in the game. Very deliberate at the foul line, but a couple swishes earlier. And this one hits the rim. No good. He'll have one more. Austin is a senior, listed at 6'8". He's a big boy. Free throw on the way is no good, and a rebound grabbed by Roach. The outlet pass to Wright. Wright will bring the ball up the right side for Lutruth. Now he'll give it to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser back to Wright. Wright finds Kaufman, out to Beachell. Beachell skip pass to Wright. Wright down the baseline. Finds Kaufman in the lane, off the glass, no good. Battled for and controlled by Austin. The outlet pass to Henry. Henry up the left side. Duppengeiser pumps up with a steal. And Duppengeiser will give it to Roach. Roach to Duppengeiser. 3:20 left. Lutruth leading 52-48. Now it's Wright. Pass underneath to Roach. Out to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser finds Wright for three. In and out. And rebound is controlled by Taylor. He will give it to Ramirez. Ramirez into the front court. And a near steal, almost knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Livonia ball. Substitutions for Lutruth. Bliss will check back in, as will Sarkist. Wright and Beachell will get a rest for Coach King. 2:59 left. I'm sure they'll be back in shortly. But a defensive rest here. Inbounds pass comes to Ramirez. Ramirez with the ball. And we're going to get an offensive foul call. And that's going to be on Richardson. And that's going to be number five on Carter Richardson. I think there's an illegal screen. And Coach Martin looking for an explanation from the referee. And we'll get a substitution for Livonia as Chance Watkins will check back in. 2:52 left. Lutruth leading 52-48. Inbounds pass to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser into the front court. Give it over on the left side to Sarkis. Sarkis will find Duppengeiser at the lane. Now Duppengeiser, they get it to Kaufman and lost ball. Going the other way, it is Watkins in the lane. Henry's shot is good. Jack Henry with a basket. He has 12 points. Now Duppengeiser takes the inbounds pass. 2:20 left. Lutruth with a two-point lead. Now it's Bliss with the ball on the right side. Colton Bliss with it. Finds Kaufman, top of the key. Give it to Sarkis. Sarkis will give it to Bliss. Bliss with the ball. Finds Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser. Now we'll give it back out to Bliss. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Sarkis. To Bliss. Bliss to Sarkis. Sarkis going to have to get the shot off. Kaufman, ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Lutchworth ball. Shot clock violation. Now we'll get wholesale substitutions for Lutchworth. Sumariski, Kelly, Wright, and Beachel back in. And they'll join Kaufman on the floor. So Lutchworth's original starting five back on the floor for this last 1:53. Inbounds pass comes to Ramirez. Ramirez bringing the ball up for the Bulldogs, being watched by Sumariski. Sumariski and Kelly both with four fouls apiece for Lutchworth. Three-pointer on the way. It is good. The three-pointer for Oliver Taylor. His second three-pointer of the game. Livonia leads 53-52. Right, and it's intercepted. Going the other way. Layup is good. The basket by Ramirez. So just like that, 5 points in a row by Livonia. Actually, 7 points in a row. They lead 55-52. We'll be back with fourth quarter action. Listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
1:28 left. It is Livonia 55 and Lutchworth 52. It is Bulldogs ball. It's Legends ball. Inbounds pass to Sumariski. Sumariski brings it into the front court. Bulldogs playing a 2-3 zone defense. And Sumariski has the ball. Tries to get into the lane. It's knocked away. Going the other way. It is Taylor. Taylor takes it underneath. Layup. Scores the basket and the foul. So Taylor with the basket. Foul call on Brian Roach. That is his fourth. And the Bulldogs with 9 points in a row after Lutchworth had a lead of 52. Actually, I think there were up 52-46, so 11 in a row for Livonia. And free throw is in and out. And Livonia gets it back. As it is Watkins who came up with a loose ball. And now Coach Martin will take a timeout for Livonia, and we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
1 minute, 2 seconds left. It is Livonia 57 and Lutchworth 52. Livonia has scored the last 11 points after Lutchworth went on a huge run to start the fourth quarter. Lutchworth outscoring Livonia 15-1 to start the quarter. And Livonia back with this 11-point run of their own. They have the ball and they have this 5-point lead with 1 minute and 2 seconds left. Next broadcast, weather permitting, coming your way will be Friday. It will be Warsaw at Perry. And then next week we have two games scheduled, Lutchworth at Warsaw. And on Friday, it'll be Warsaw at Pavilion. So Friday, Wednesday, Friday are your next three games here on CJ Country. It'll be Bulldogs ball on the side, and it'll be Caleb Martin, the freshman, to inbound. He's being watched by Beachel. Lutchworth will match up man-to-man defense. And the inbounds pass comes to Ramirez. Ramirez being watched by Dupengeiser. He'll give it to Henry. Henry into the lane. Scoop shot is up. No good. Rebound grab by Roach. He finds Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Taylor. Taylor into the front court. Livonia, no hurry. Fletcher's going to have to foul. They get it underneath. The shot is up. Score the basket and the foul. Unfortunate for Letcher. And the foul call will be on Roach. That'll be his fifth. So Brian Roach will depart with 9 points in the game. And a basket by Oliver Taylor. So he has 7 points in the quarter, 16 points in the game. Chance to add to that here. 7-point Letcher lead. And we'll get the free throw here from Taylor. On the way, and no good. And the rebound is controlled by Watkins. And we got a foul. Actually, I think they're going to take, Livonia was going to take a timeout, but before the timeout, we have a foul call on Beachell. So that'll be his second at the line for Livonia. It'll be Chance Watkins. Watkins' free throw is good. Watkins with the first point of the evening for the senior. So Livonia, big rally here toward the end of the game. They've opened up an 8-point lead. Second free throw is good. Nope. They're going to say it was a violation on Watkins, so no point. It's 60-52, 34 seconds left. Duppengeiser will inbound to Beachell. Beachell now lost the ball, and it's picked up, and Beachell's going to pick up the foul. Frustration there for Letchworth as looked like they were in pretty decent shape, and then just as this game has got away here down the stretch for them, foul call on Beachell is his third. And at the line for Livonia, it is number 12. That would be Jordan Ramirez. The referee talking to a couple of the players. Make sure everything's okay. Now we'll give the ball back to Ramirez for a couple free throws. And this one is off the front of the rim. No good. He'll have one more. Substitution for Letchworth. Beachell will depart. And Caden Becker is now on. Ramirez, free throw is good. So he hits one of two. And the inbounds pass to Wright. Right into the front court for Letchworth. Take it down the lane. Runner, no good, but he draws the foul. It's Livonia doesn't want to do that, commit a foul. But 9-point Livonia lead with 25 seconds left. It'll be Jordan Wright going to the line. Jaden Wright going to the line. Shoot a couple free throws. Foul call went on Chance Watkins. That is his second. And Wright will go to the line. He has 10 points in the game. On the way, it's off the back of the rim. No good. He'll have one more. Second free throw is off the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Livonia, and we'll get a foul call on Letchworth. With just 22 seconds left, a 9-point Livonia lead going to the other end. It will be Oliver Taylor. Taylor with 16 points in the game. He is the high scorer for Livonia. 12 of those points here in the second half. Free throw is good. And he'll have one more. Chance to make it an 11-point lead with just 22 seconds left. Second free throw from Taylor is off the rim. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Letchworth ball. Sarkis with the inbounds pass to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser run it into the front court. Take it down the middle. Scoop shot is up. No good. Picked up by Lavonia's number three, Chance Watkins, and he'll dribble it out. 8 seconds left. And a couple more dribbles. Hands it off to Henry. And that will do it. The final score, Lavonia 62, Letchworth 52. We'll be back to take a look at the final scoring. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
It is Lavonia 62 and Letchworth 52. We'll run down the scoring for the Bulldogs. Under Coach Jonah Martin, they improved to 4 wins, 12 losses. They were led in scoring tonight by Oliver Taylor with 17, Jack Henry with 12, Owen Austin with 10, Carter Richardson with 7, Jordan Ramirez with 3, 1 point apiece for Trevor Wester and Chance Watkins. The Legends under Coach Tyler King, they fall to 1 win, 11 losses after this one. They were led in scoring tonight by Jaden Wright with 10, Brody Beecho with 9, Brian Roach with 9, Caden Sumriski and Dylan Dukeiser, 7 points apiece, Maddox Kelly with 2, and Trenton Kaufman had 7, and Evan Sarkis with 1. Next broadcast coming your way will be Friday. It'll be Warsaw at Perry. Tip time should be about 7 o'clock. I'd like to thank BK back at the studio. This has been High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Section 5 High School Basketball on CJ Country has been brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family-owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Catch sports podcasts of all this season's games online at WCJW.com. And join us weekdays for the latest news and scores, mornings and afternoons, on the CJ Section 5 Update with Jimmy Jack. Section 5 Basketball is a presentation of Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports.